Good morning. The storm system that brought the sloppy snow and rain mixture to the region early yesterday continues to depart over the Canadian Maritimes. The wind overnight flipped around to the west-northwest and has gusted over 30 miles per hour, driving in some of the coldest air of the season. As a result, temperatures plummeted late yesterday and overnight, and most everyone now waking up with readings in the single digits and teens, with wind chill values closer to zero early on this Friday morning. The wind will continue to howl, perhaps diminishing somewhat later on in the afternoon, and this will prevent temperatures from climbing all that much. Despite high pressure producing plenty of sunshine, highs will only be in the upper teens to around 20 across most valley locations and in the lower to mid-teens in the higher terrain. If you have plans this Friday evening, it will remain dry and cold, although the wind will tend to die out, but with clear skies overnight, temperatures will drop more readily, and most everyone will wake up to between 0 and 20 below by early Saturday morning. High pressure will be locked in overhead on Saturday, keeping it dry and sunny during the day. A bit more of a rebound, but still on the cold side, with highs in the lower to mid-20s in the valleys and staying in the teens across the higher terrain. A weak disturbance will head our way for the second half of the weekend. We'll have a pretty good warm-up during the day. In fact, temperatures will go above freezing and reach into the upper 30s for daytime highs with a mix of sun and clouds and just the slight risk of a passing flurry or sprinkle. On Monday, mostly sunny skies, a bit cooler behind that system, but still above normal with highs in the mid-30s. The next storm system with more moisture associated with it will arrive late Monday night and Tuesday. Right now, it looks like the track of this system will go through the Great Lakes, so we'll look for another round of light snow, changing to some sleet, freezing rain, and eventually rain as highs reach to around 40 on Tuesday afternoon. Windy and colder weather to follow as we dry it out Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of low-pressure systems and upper-level troughs are expected to track across the Pacific Northwest toward the Northern Rockies for the next couple of days. This will keep a good chance of precipitation across this region through Saturday. The higher elevations will likely see heavy accumulations of wet snow, especially late on Saturday. A piece of the energy from this system is forecast to eject eastward across the northern plains on Saturday, and this will trigger the formation of a low pressure wave and produce wintry precipitation across the upper Midwest and into the Great Lakes by Saturday afternoon. Meanwhile, across Florida, showers and thunderstorms will slowly push south through Saturday near and behind a cold front. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow, blowing snow and fog, 9 below zero with a west wind at 76 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 14 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 17 degrees, the dew point 5, 59% relative humidity, a west wind at 22, gusting to 36 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.20 inches and rising. For the past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Titusville and Cecil Field Naval Air Station in Florida to a low of 39 below zero at Kebetagama, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, windy, colder, upper 20s. Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-20s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny, a few snow showers with highs in the middle teens. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 40 degrees, the low 34, the average temperature 37, that's 12 degrees above normal. 0.4 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 1.5 inches of snow. For the month, 5.7 inches now, which is 0.3 of an inch of snow below normal. And 41.0 inches for the season, which is 0.3 of an inch of snow above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees. The average low, 17. The record high, 63, set in 1946. And the record low, 13 below zero in 2016. Sunrise this morning, 6:54 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:25 p.m. 10 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today, highs 5 to 15 above zero. Mostly clear tonight, 5 to 20 below zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the lower teens. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the mid to upper teens. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the mid to upper teens. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but cold, lower to mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, a passing rain or snow shower Sunday, a bit milder, upper 30s. Mostly sunny with some late-day clouds on Monday, mid-30s. A chance of snow, then mixed precipitation, followed by rain on Tuesday, near 40. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder, 30 on Wednesday, and partly sunny back into the mid-20s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.